Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to His name. We're just going to go and we're going to pray and invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come tonight and we come to give you thanks and we come to give you praise and we come to give you worship. Tonight, oh Father God, I ask you right now to wash us and cleanse us in your blood. Clean us, Lord God, that we may be fit for your use. Holy Spirit, use us tonight, Lord God. Holy Spirit, use us tonight, Lord God. Use us tonight, Holy Spirit. Let your spirit form through us that we may be able to go forward and to speak life into the situation that needs to be spoken into. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit tonight. Wash us and cleanse us, Lord God Almighty. Wash us and cleanse us, Lord God. Wash us and cleanse us, Lord Jesus. That way we can come boldly to your throne and we can seek mercy in the time of needs. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we praise you. Heavenly Father, we give you the highest praise this day. I hide myself now behind your cross and I let you use my body, this body of clay, that you may be able to live and move through me tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let your spirit reign and let your spirit man come forth tonight. That under the sound of my voice, Lord Jesus, under the sound of my voice, Lord Jesus Christ, things will change. Atmosphere will change. People will change. Household will change. Nations will change. When we go forward, Almighty God, when we go forward, Almighty God, your anointing will go forward with us. And the enemy does not have any play. The enemy does not have any power. The enemy does not have any authority over us this day. Precious Holy Father, we thank you. We thank you for the blood that covers us from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet. We thank you, Father, that we are created in this world for your purpose and for your good. We thank you, Father God, that in you we move and we have our being. Certainly, Almighty God, there will be no other God beside you. We do thank you this day, O Father God. We thank you that from the rising of the sun, even when the sun get ready to go down, Lord, we will give you praise and we will give you thanks that we are actually living in the land of the living. Father, we give you praise out of the abundance of the heart. The mouth will speak, out of our bellies will flow rivers of living water. Father God, we thank you that if we have done anything wrong, God, before we come on this line tonight, Father, at this time, we pray that you will wash us and you will cleanse us. If we have never given our life to Jesus Christ, we ask you, oh Father God, to let us prepare ourselves to receive your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray right now that we believe that you died on the cross and you raised on the third day, and we ask you now to be our Lord and our Savior. Lead us and guide us. Bring us to the right place, to the right leadership with the right people. Breaking bread and have everything common one to another. We thank you, Father. We thank you that your spirit reigns through the heavens and the earth. We thank you for life and we thank you for it more abundantly. So as we come to you tonight, Lord God, let your mouth, let your voice, let your eyes, let your nose, let your ear, Let everything that's of you breathe upon us tonight, God. Lead us and guide us and show us things to come. Open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that we supernaturally have no room and nowhere to even. Nowhere, and that is going to overflow. Life abundance we will receive. Life abundance we speak. Life abundance we release this night in the massive of the earth. Everywhere we go, we control because we are your joint ear through Jesus Christ. We are hearers to you, Lord Jesus. We are hearers to you, Father. I correct, hearers to you, Father. And we are joined here with your son, Christ Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, your word declare. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So tonight we come to release faith in the atmosphere. And as we pray today, who and every one of us that prayed this morning, Isaiah 54, verse 17. By his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. We come tonight with a heart of compassion. We come tonight with a heart of thanksgiving. We come tonight with a heart that dreams and think big based on the word of God. We come tonight not knowing anything but only you, Lord. And as your word said, lead us and guide us into all truth. Your word is truth. Da na 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 na. If I speak in the spirit and if I have no interpretation, I'm basically praying to the Father that your will be done. Andele soto. Oh, compassionate Lord God Almighty. John 17, 17, that's what I heard just now. Sanctify, that means sanctify us, clean us and wash us. That's what Jesus prayed. He said he leave us into the world. Verse 16, that they are not of the world. Even as I am not of the world, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. We will go and we will look at Psalms 119, verse 160. Trust the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, I acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Psalms 119. Psalms 119. See, like tonight, I am praying that the people. Because normally when Sonia sent out, I used to do a follow-up, but I have a lot of things that's going on, and I didn't get a chance to even send it out. So whoever is here tonight, it's the line of intimacy. Psalms 119, 160. Oh, I see the cloud moving like the cloud dust. Oh, I see the rain beaming in the sky. Oh, I see the sunlight moving and passing over locations and location. Oh, I see creation exposed under the Spirit of God. Oh, I see if we saturate ourselves to Him, things are going to change in our household effective immediately. Oh, I see the bracing of the woods and the symbols of the sound in the skies breaking and shaking. Oh, I see the angels of God descending upon mankind. Oh, I see the evil one back off and back up. Oh, yes, there is a time, Lord Takoshisimaloto, that the evil one, yes, will come and display their self. But oh, I have seen them crumble to the earth. Oh, I've seen the dragon right now, Bandili Kushita, the dragons of the ear. Dismantled in the spirit. Oh, I see the clothing of the child of God in white and linen, white as snow. Oh, that is the conditions of the Holy Ghost. That is the bright place and the bright prayed. That is the bread of life. That's the Zoe given bread, the bread that partake from God, partake from Jesus, partake from the Holy Spirit to us. Oh, I see the fire of God descending in the heavens to the earth. Oh, I see a shaking coming up. But yes, there is going to be a shaking, but the body, the remnant of God is going to stand. Oh, I see weeping and wailing, like the word said, and the teeth being gnashed and crumbles. But honey, when we stand, not even the hair on our head is going to be touched. Oh, I see the belly of the Lord God open up, and every snake type light that's in our belly have to come out. Oh, I see a refreshing of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I see the waters moving upon dry land. Oh, I see the angels of the Lord bowing to us, the saints. Oh, I see the heavens shaken, and I see nations crumbling to the voice and the sound of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I see a speaking and things change. Oh, I see Mark 4:4, Matthew 4:4, I see Matthew 4:4, correction, Matthew 4:4. Oh, I see the men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. I see the shaking of nations. I see the water pot getting ready to be explode and open. Oh, I see. Sanctify us, oh God. Run and tell every single person that you know that Jesus is coming, but before he comes, he is shaking up and straightening out his bride to go forward and to do exploits. Oh, I've seen this. I see the fire of God upon location. I see your house getting clean and cleansed by the Holy Spirit. Oh, I see my house changing. I see my family members dropping to their knees. I see the healing powers of God touching bodies and lives. I see. Reach out and touch for your whole nation. Reach out and touch for your whole family. Reach out and touch for salvation and deliverance. Reach out and touch for healing in the mighty name that is above every name. Reach out and touch that every poverty is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Reach out and touch. I see the bridegroom knocking on our door. I see the weapons of our warfare. They're not carnal, but mighty. I see the pulling down of strongholds. I see. Change is coming. Change is coming. Oh, I see it. Change is coming to your location. Receive it. Mark 11, 23, 24. Change is coming. Change is coming. Change is coming. Change it is. I see new jobs. I see new jobs. People who are believing for jobs. I see it. I see it. A supernatural job. Receive it. Receive it. Healing. I see it. I see the beauty of the Lord. I see stations being changed. I see lives being changed. I see it. Nelamate. Nelamande. Go look up about the word Nimrod. I see Nimrod. I see Nimrod. I do not know what that means, but Nimrod. Go and study Nimrod. Let me write that down. I see it. I see it. Nimrod. 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 Sonia, do me a favor and find a scripture with Nimrod. Lamokoshata. I see the word Nimrod. Find a scripture. Let's do a research on Nimrod and see what Nimrod is doing in this land today in her life. In the nation, I see the word Nimrod and what it's doing. Just write that down, Sonia. What does Nimrod means? If you look up, just doing research right now because I am in the spirit and I see the word Nimrod. What does Nimrod do into a nation? What does Nimrod do? Nimrod, what is the significance of Nimrod? What is the significance of Nimrod and Joshua? Find me two scriptures that go with that. Find me two scriptures that go with that sign and put it up there. Because once I get out of this, I'm going to need to look it up and I'm going to need to know. I know that Joshua is a leader and he leads people into a pro. I know it. I know it. I know it. I know it. Find scriptures with the word Aram. God is saying something. God is saying something. This is not time to be playing church anymore. This is not church as usual anymore. God is looking for a remnant. He's looking for a remnant. Put the word remnant down, Sonia. Nimrod, Nimrod, and remnant. Have some, write it down, Sonia. Nimrod and remnant have something, it's a connection between the two. See, I can't even really get out of this because I don't even want to write. So, Sonia, please take this note down and send it back to me, or I might have to go listen to the tape when my honey put it up. Nimrod alamista koliba. Nimrod and remnant. There is a significance between both. God is saying something tonight. Stay on guard, individuals. Stay on guard. People of the sackcloth. That means you will wash yourself, sackcloth. You will cleanse yourself, sackcloth. You will use the oil, which is the Spirit of God, and anoint yourself. I am giving out instructions right now for deliverance of any type of sickness and disease, and you're looking for healing, you have to get into your sackcloth. You have to get lay out prostrate before the Father. You have to separate yourself from ungodly stuff and godly images and idols. You have to come to be a Nimrod and then be a remnant. God is doing something tonight. You see, every time we come for prayer, He has changed the atmosphere to secure us in a form of people for himself. Nikolakatabokota, no matter how I may try to put things together, but if I come online, the Holy Spirit, who is in charge of leadership, is going to come in and he's going to change the atmosphere for is good. So what he's actually doing, he is using a body for his purpose and for his likeness on the earth. That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. He is looking for a person who he can use and speak through. That's what he's doing. Our God reigns. The fire of God is distinct. It is unique. When it comes to change, it comes to wash, it comes to clean, it comes to set you free. That is the fire of the Holy Spirit. God is alive. God is living. God is moving. He's unchangeable. He is unmovable. Our God reigns in the heavens and in the earth. Our God is king. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Our God is the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Our is looking for us, his people. With kingdom, power and might. Oh, God is an awesome God. Oh, God, He's an awesome God. Hallelujah! He reigns from heaven to earth and came. In power and in might. Hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. Sharama. Shekeli. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Fire come now. And rest upon your people. Let us have a mosaic transaction. Let us be like the burning, seeing out there the burning bush, and let that fire comes and ignite. Kiss our God. An awesome roll with the temple, roll with the timbals, roll with the drums, roll with the harp, roll with the singers, let the Levites come forth, let the praises go forth, let the supernatural voices of the Holy Father, children, come forth and let them sing and praise. Orchestra, musical people, people with an essence, people with joy, people with grace, people with peace, people with harmony, divide, collectively, supernaturally, moving, uncontrollable with his device, which is the Holy Spirit and the power and the glory of the Spirit of God. Because your God is an awesome God. And yes, he reigns. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. That word is true. From the beginning, that word, oh God, is truth. Sanctify us, oh God. Let the nations roar. Let your kingdom come now. And let there be an exodus in our lives that will remove from things that's not of you, Lord. And we'll move out into our promised land. You reign, you reign. Through the heavens and through the earth. Sanctify me, O God. Sanctify me, O God. Sanctify me, O God. That I can say. That I can say, I'm crucified. I'm crucified. I'm crucified. Oh God, I'm crucified. Oh God, I am crucified. Oh, I got me one thing in my desk here, and I'm gonna take it. I'm crucified. I'm crucified. I'm crucified. I'm crucified. You can see yourself taking communion in the spirit. You can see yourself blessing the body, which is the bread of God, Jesus, who's the bread of life. You really don't have to have anything. You could just see yourself doing that. My body, my body. My body now becomes your life. Nevertheless, I live. But you, Christ, you live through me. That nations may know that you alone is Jehovah God. And your words are the only words that are truth. Men will fail, but you, O God, will never fail us. So this blood, Lenoni Say drink. Drink it. And always remember you. Because your life, is in the blood. Enjoy life. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death in the natural body, we will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with us. Glory to God. We serve notice on every single onslaught of the enemy. And we declare when the death angel comes, and when he sees that blood, he or she, whoever is intimidating in the spirit and try to manipulate and try to distort and try to come against the word of God, Jesus Christ, the light of the world, died for you and me. And we can declare tonight that blood is the blood that cleanses. That's the covenant that we have, that it comes and it cleans and it makes us clean. And the most beautiful part about it declares in our word of God, the generation of the righteous is not cursed, but is blessed. So tonight we coming up. And we say your will be done in our life as it is in the heaven. And we come now and we dispatch ourselves into the heavenly realm. And we change some things. And we say your will be done in the heavens. And we drag it out of the will of the heavens and bring it in this plate here on the earth. And we declare as kingdom kids or kingdom children, whoever the word of God says, we are royalty. When you read 1 Peter 2:9, we are from a royal priesthood. And I don't like to quote scriptures without not looking, because I want to make sure that I am correct, because we could go around quoting all these scriptures and taking them out of context and da 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 da. I mean, it's not even so. So I urge you, know the word of God. For yourself. Very important. Very, 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 very important. When somebody says something to you, write it down and go check it. Do not take that person's word. Don't take it, because they make misquote something and you run with it and it's not correct. So 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen generation. Think about that. You are a chosen generation. That simply means God chose you before you were even born, because Ephesians 1 talk about the predestination. You are predestined before the foundation of the earth. Go check it out for yourself. And then there's a scripture in, hallelujah, Ephesians 1, where you could go down to the bottom part of the scriptures and you could insert your name in it and you could prophesy over yourselves. Read the scriptures for yourself. It is very important. If you need healing, my God Almighty, you're already healed before you were born. Stand on the word. Thy word is a lamp. Let me tell you, thy word is a lamp. It's like a light. It leads you into your path. You got to talk to yourself. Thy word. You got to know his word. What is his word? The word of God declared that his word is light. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Akalamande urima. Yes, tamikitoloba. Go to Hebrews. I think it was in Hebrews 4:12. I think it is. I think it was in. Sonny got to put it up there. I think it was in Hebrews 4:12. Believe it was Hebrews 4:12. Yeah. So the Holy Spirit is bringing back these words to me, because once you start reading the word, the Spirit of God tells you he will bring these words when you need them. And if even wrong, go in and check and correct. This is very important. The words, when you need it, will come up. Those words will come up out of your belly. Your belly flows the issue of life. And out of that belly, it goes up into your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, which is you, your heart. Hayamakosha, 1 Timothy 5, I think it's 22. Go check it out. You are a spirit. You have a soul. And you live in a body. Out of the abundance of the heart, that means out of the issue of this heart is going to flow life. For the word of God is quick. That simply means when you speak the word quick, 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 look up the word quick and see what it means. When somebody say you're quick, when somebody say you're quick, it means you're not sluggish. You're gonna move with a movement of, you're gonna move fast because you're quick. You're not gonna be taking your time. You're not gonna be sluggish. You are quick. Powerful. Powerful. A powerful wind is coming. A powerful weather is coming. It is going to tear your house down. Run for shelter. It is so powerful, it's going to knock the lights out. Run for shelter. That's what it's saying here. It is so powerful and it's sharp. That means it does not. What you say? No. It is sharp. That means when you're taking a test and you are so sharp, You're going to understand. You know how to comprehend because you are sharp. Then is a two-edged sword. You know what a sword is? This one here is a sword, but it got two edge. That means it's gonna pierce the left and the right. You got a two-edged ED. That means it's past tense. He didn't say you have a two-edged sword. I know when I look at it, it says ED. It already passed tense. This is coinciding with Ephesians 1. You are predestined before the Lord God. Before the creation of the earth. That means when God and Jesus, the Holy Ghost, stood there and said, darkness is upon the land. Now we are communicating, he said. We don't want this to be dark anymore. Let there be light. Effective immediately, there comes light out of his mouth. Speak the word and life. Form, belly open up, speak the word, and body comes on supernaturally. We are of the supernatural. We are not natural being. We gotta get out of the flesh and go into the spirit man because we are spirit first. Shandarabosata. And it's gonna pierce. You know, when I'm in Jamaica, my sister says she's gonna pierce my ears. She went and got a needle, she put the ice on it, she barely let it get numb, and she pierced it. And I had no feeling until the numbness wear off. This thing here is gonna pierce, and it's gonna divide, and it's gonna come in with a sunder. It's gonna come in targeting the soul, your mind. Your intellect and your emotions, are they out of whack? The word of God is going to put it back up, Jack, and straighten out your mind. What's going to happen to your spirit man? What's going to happen to your spirit man? How your spirit man is going to be able to stand? To tell the mind to shut up. Your spirit man gonna be able to be in charge when you're giving your spirit the word of God, which is life itself. It's gonna come in and it's gonna change. Oh, I'm gonna go to school. I'm gonna take my test. Lord God, I don't know how to do it. You know what? You are messing in the atmosphere because Jesus spoke and the atmosphere shake. You have to speak. And change your atmosphere right at the very moment of time or in time. It divides the soul, the joints, the marrow. My God. I mean, it's going into all the nitty-gritty on all the parts of the body. Yes. It's like the brains, you know, in Jamaica, they say you have marrow. That's all the little different parts. I'm not a scientist. Go check it out. Go look what it means. The word discerner, it discerns. That means once you're listening to the Holy Spirit, the Spirit start giving you information. The Spirit start talking to you. That means it's discerning. It's telling you what's going to happen. It's giving you information. It's setting you up. You could go into areas and you could talk to individual and he could tell you in your heart, in your spirit, man, what's going on. And you could answer. There's a lot of times I go out there and I don't know something, but the Spirit of God will give it to me in my spirit and then I'll speak it. That's discerning. That is discerning. You're able to see things before it happens. You're able to know things before it happens. You're able to prophesy things and it comes to pass, because the Father will give you the information to discern what's going to take place next. I have gone through some stuff. I've gone through some stuff, serious stuff. But this discerning business here, I've been with lawyers and going to fight battles, and I don't have no lawyer degree. But the Spirit Himself. If Sister Garvin was online to let you know, me and her went to a lawyer when I had fought on my job and the Hartford Insurance. And those people was trying to play me, but the Holy Spirit, I never had a lawyer. But when they were acting up after 2 years and acting up and carrying on and carrying on, I said to her, "We gonna go to me, I'm gonna get me a lawyer." So somebody gave me a lawyer right over there on Daly Road, and me and Miss Sister Garvin showed up in the place. And I'm sitting in the middle, and she's sitting to my left, and the lawyer's sitting over the other side. And that man said, "Oh, you wanna tell me you've been getting paid for 2 years?" I said, "Yeah, workers' comp, yeah." He said, "Well, you don't need me." I said, "Really?" He said, "No, you don't need." I said, "Really?" He said, if you come to me now, I'm gonna have to take money out of what you. Let me tell you something, people. God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit was the one who gave me information. So I was always ahead of them and their foolishness. I end up winning my case and don't have a jack off nothing to do with any kind of lawyership, because I don't know, not born no lawyer. But my lawyer, according to Isaiah 54 verse 17, no weapon. Let me tell you something, no weapon. No weapon that form against you shall prosper, no matter what it is. And every tongue that rise up in judgment shall be condemned. I didn't say it. The word said, the word is life. The word is powerful. The word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Speak the word only. Centurion said, "I am not worthy for you to come under my roof." Speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. My servant will get up. My servant will move. Hey, Jesus, why do you come another one to torment me before the time? That's a discerning. Even them demons know that was Jesus. And Jesus says, "Shut up. I don't want nobody to know that I'm here." Okay? Master, he said, "Okay, I'm gonna send you somewhere. Where do you want to go?" He says, "Send me to the swine." He said, "Go." And effective immediately. Effective. It was not yesterday. It was sharper than any two-edged sword. Anywhere you send it, it's gonna appear and it's gonna divide. I didn't say it. I can't read and write. I don't know crap and I don't know back. All I know, the word of God is alive. Don't tell me no crap. I have seen where God come into my situation and change it. Change it. Change it. And I'm not no cleaner than nobody else on the phone. It's just that. I have a position in kingdom. And you ever hear gift and calling is beyond repentance. That simple me. I could be over here as a dog, but when I get into the office of the king, I am no more a dog. All the king is gonna see is the blood. And he's going to use me in that capacity. That doesn't mean if tomorrow you call me, I'm not going to tell you. You better get your stinky face out of my face, because I'm going to slap you out. That ain't got nothing to do. You're dealing with a spirit realm and a natural realm. That means my nasty, dirty flesh start acting up. So don't come tell me the people in the church, when you see they start acting stupid, that they weren't called. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Two different things. You got a spirit and you got a flesh. And the word of God said they are war between each other. So by the time we over there cussing these people out, leave their business alone and we go clean up ourselves. Go do our whole outhouse cleaning. I gotta go take care of my own house cleaning. Because tomorrow, when I get on the phone and when the anointing leave and I sit up in here, I gotta come down out of this anointing for me to get me some rest and some sleep. Or else my whole body gonna be off because the Father is using me at that given time or that given time. The Father is speaking then through me. You see what I'm saying? That is spirit. That is a spirit. And that is the natural flesh. Because everybody know rooty flesh. You get on my nerves, I'm gonna tell you better get out of my face because I'm getting ready to come over there and jack you up. That's just something totally different. But when it comes on to the spirit, you have to know who you are in the spirit. And I'm telling you right now, do not mess with me or nobody else who is a spiritual person. And the spiritual person have to be very careful how they pray for somebody. Because what the word said, there's debt and life in the power of your tongue. That means in the individual tongue, there is debt and there is life. So we have to be careful how we speak. In other words, we have to be careful how we chat. We have to be careful how we labba labba. That's what they said in Jamaica. You labba labba and you susu susu. That means you talk too much. Gotta be very careful. Gotta be very careful. I come here with a different thing tonight and end up with something totally different. Because I come in here with my own agenda, but I'm so glad the Holy Spirit have his own agenda. So you gotta study. You gotta know the word. Now when you come in with your fancy notes and the Spirit of God said to you, this is what you're gonna do. You gotta put them notes down. And you have to let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you, showing you things to come and lead you into all truth. So I sit and I see, and I look around and I acknowledge that we are in a different place this year. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be online with someone that the Lord showed me for years that I was going to participate, a person, with dealing with some stuff, praying for the nations. So tomorrow night, we're not only going to be praying for America, but at one point we're going to be praying for the nation. So I'm on a mandate. Every single person that knew me always know that the Father used me to pray for America. So there's certain things that I'm gonna have to pray about because that's one of my mandate in the governmental system. That's one of the thing in the ministry that God called me in. I'm in the seven mountains, and one of them is to deal with government. Doesn't have anything to do with what's going on with a Republican or whatever, Democrat or anything. You just have to do with how God is leading a nation and how he wants his people to pray at a given time. So tomorrow night at 7:30, I am going to be with someone from New York that's in different areas of her life, and I'm we're going to be doing this. So if you would want to be a part of the prayer, because just text me, and when I get the information, I could pass it. I'll pass it over. I'll pass it over. I'll pass it over to you. I'll pass it over when I get it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I am telling you, tonight is a night of change. It is like I'm looking and I'm seeing a chariot with fire. A chariot with fire. A chariot with fire. We need to read Revelation 12. Revelation 12. We need to read Revelation 12. Go home and take your Bibles out. Put that down in the chat, baby girl. Go home, okay? And you guys read Revelation 12. I don't know what the Father is trying to do to us, but what is Revelation 12 saying? I'm not going to go into it right now. My body is tired. Pray for our family. We have pray for Jennifer. One of her cousin died. Pray for my husband. One of his sister, a family member, died last night. So we have two deaths. I have another friend of mine, one of my very good friend. She's gonna be buried. She used to help me when I first moved down with my mother-in-law. Beautiful, beautiful lady. She's gonna be buried on Friday, this Friday. Revelation 12. Oh, I have it all marked up in my Bible. Revelation 12, and I have it here. I have Daniel 12, verse 1. I have Daniel 12 right beside my Revelation 12. So you guys write down your Revelation 12 and write beside it Daniel 12, verse 1, and see what Revelation is saying to you. In my Bible here, it talks about war against the dragon, and that's what I was seeing tonight. So you see, right, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is real. Read Revelation 12. Back it up with Daniel 1, because in my Bible, and I'm gonna have to go do that tomorrow. I'm gonna have to go look it over and read it. As we see tonight is a night of the water has been troubled. And like I was seeing it, and I didn't even know. And the Father said, read Revelation 12. And it talks about the dragon, it talks about the persecution of the woman, war against the dragon. Go and read it. Verse 11, it says, overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Oh my God, this is everything that we were talking about tonight. You see, God is strategic. And verse 13, we have Genesis 3, verse 14 to 15. Read it, read it. So these are the things that I have in my Bible. And these are the things that I have written in my Bible. And these are some subjects in my Bible that I have written. So just read it. The Father said, read Revelation 12. I will be reading mine tomorrow, Revelation 12. Hey. I'm so glad you guys was online tonight. And if you want to be, okay, to Revelation 12, I'm going to read Revelation 12. The Father said, read Revelation 12. Revelation 12. And Daniel's. Tomorrow, what you can do tomorrow, Kenneth, he's going to be putting up what we discussed tonight, what we prayed about tonight, and what we prophesied about tonight. So you should have it up tomorrow. Go back and look, take some time out and listen to it again, because it was so much. Under the holytabernacle.com, on the holytabernacle.com. Pray for me. I'm my, you know, I already talked to my husband, so, and he didn't say no, so I got it okay from the Father. So I will be going to Connecticut sometime this year. Gotta come up with the right time, either June, July, August, somewhere around there. I know in July, my cousin and I, we're going to a meeting in Orlando. So I'm gonna just pray for us. Pray for her. Pray for Sonia. Pray for every single person that's online. Pray for Kenneth. Pray for myself. I will be keeping you guys in prayer. I love you guys. And I just keep seeing that fire. I just keep saying that fire and that chariot. So the fire of God, when the fire of God comes, it comes to clean. And that's what it's doing. It's cleaning us up. And that chariot, we're going to be in that chariot. That simply means, man, when we get cleaned up, we're going to be running. Wow. So, I love you guys. If you really want to get that Zoom information for tomorrow, text me. And it's just only prayer. We're gonna go with prayer. We're gonna be going with prayer for our nation. It's nothing else but prayer. If there's anything else you're coming looking for, you're not gonna find it there, because this is for intercessors who wants to just pray for our nation and in the future for the nations of the world. Okay. Have a great night. I'm glad that you guys were online tonight. May God bless you. May He keep you. May your face shine upon you. And may He give you peace in areas where there's no peace. The word of God is alive. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Go and look it over. Go and look over Hebrews. I think it was Hebrews 4, verse 12. Ones are the words that we spoke about tonight. Go and take them out. Bring them into your belly. Bring your breed in. Breathe them in. Breathe them inside your belly. Let them be a part of your structure of your life. The word of God is life. When you speak God's word, it's supposed to manifest. And He doesn't have to say, we're going to manifest tomorrow. You don't know. Just have faith according to Hebrews 11. Faith is a fact, but it's also an act. Faith cometh by the hearing, and hearing by the words of God. So, our God great, our God is good, our God is powerful. I love you, and God bless you all, guys, and have a good night. And you know, when I say good night, you know, Kenneth cut out the thing fast. So, good night, and I love you guys. God bless you. Watch
Love
over.
you, love you.